This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suffered his worst electoral setback, with his party losing control of the capital, Ankara, and apparently set to lose Istanbul in Sunday's local elections. The balloting came amid an economic recession, inflation, and currency decline, as well as concerns about the increasingly authoritarian government. Hakan Akyurek is a voter in Ankara.
I am not hopeful. I don't think things are going well. There is nothing else to say. There are a lot of economic factors. I don't think the education I got is enough. I don't think domestic and foreign issues are going well.
Erdogan acknowledged that his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the election. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, satirist Volodymyr Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday with around 30%. He needed a margin of more than 50% for an outright victory. He'll face incumbent President Petro Poroshenko, who came in second at 16% with the majority of votes counted. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down on April 28th when his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency Monday. It said Bouteflika will ensure the continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. Large numbers of Algerians have demonstrated against the president in recent weeks, demanding that he not seek re-election. This is VOA News. The majority Democrats on a